Voila.
Mr. Ruther?
Oh, this is President. You got Mr. Ruther?
Yes, he's coming to the phone, sir.
Thank you.
Hello.
Yes, Walter.
Mr. President, I just wanted to call you. I realize you're very busy this coming week, but I think if we could get together briefly on Tuesday, I could give you a very brief report of where we are in negotiations, and then I wouldn't bother you anymore.
All right, let me check in my schedule and see what it is. You never bothered me, but I want you to be free to give some time before we lose an election.
Well, I understand that. You're
going to have more damn difficulty than you ever heard of with Goldwater. You'll be down here testifying every week.
Well, you know, as far as I'm concerned, winning the election behind your leadership is a matter of the highest importance, and my union is going to be more active in that campaign than we've ever been in another campaign.
Well, you can do more than anybody else right now individually yourself. Where were you yesterday when they signed your bill?
Well,
I got a pen for you, and I got a pen that you put up in your home, but you've been fighting all over the country for it, and when they got ready to cut the watermelon, why, you were off under the table somewhere.
You know, I'd give my right arm to be with you at that signing, but what happened was I had 5 conferences going on in Chicago.
Oh, you can take care of these little old things like American and Ford and Chrysler and General Motors, and then work half time.
In my spare time. Yeah, I agree. But what I'd like to do, since on Wednesday of next week we have a special board meeting to make a decision on this negotiation, I'd like to fill you in on Tuesday, so I can get back to you for the meeting on Wednesday.
All right. I'll sure do it, and I'll be back in touch with you this afternoon. Where are you?
I'm in my office.
I'm over at the mansion, and I'll get my secretary and see just what the schedule is and what time we can do it. Would you rather have it in the morning or at night?
At your convenience, I'll be there.
All right. Now, what are you going to do between now and Tuesday?
Well, I'm going to be working hard.
On your auto strike?
On that and politics, mostly.
What you got to do, Walter, you're the only one who can do this thing. You've got to see if Humphrey's got any influence. He's trying to put it together, but he's been at it 2 or 3 days, and it doesn't look like to me we get very far.
Well, I think on the Mississippi thing we've worked it out.
We took, they got one on reapportionment now, Joe Clark's got it.
But why the hell would they let them fight that out in Congress? That doesn't belong in the convention.
Walter, we can settle it in the Congress 10 days after we get back here. I told Joe Clark that I would quietly help him settle it. I told Mike Mansfield that's where he wants to settle it. That's the reason we're not giving in. If we wanted to just jump on the Supreme Court, I saved the court against John McClellan's amendment many years ago. But if we just wanted to give in, why, we wouldn't even be coming back here. We'd just go on home after the convention.
Right.
They're coming back here, and they'll settle it, and it'll be moot by the time we get an election. These fools oughtn't to mess with it. What we got to do in this thing, we just got to forget that we even love each other. We just got to remember that we cannot take Goldwater. And anybody that makes a vote for Goldwater ought to be run out of the room.
I agree. Look, the Democratic Convention should be a big place where we rally our troops and go out and do battle and not be fighting among ourselves.
All right. Now, here's what they ought to do. They're going to make the Alabama people and the Mississippi people make an agreement, number one, that they will support the nominee of this convention, Mr. Johnson, number one, and his vice president. That'll be pretty hard for them to do, but they're going to have to agree to it or they don't come in, and some of them will agree to it. Number two, they're going to say to them, we're going to seat the Mississippi delegation, but we're also going to pass a resolution saying that we'll never seat any more delegations that exclude people on account of race. So we put that rule into effect. That's a big victory for the Freedom Party. The third thing is, you have no legal right. We've had the justice look at it. We've had Abe Fortas look at it. We've had Clark Clifford look at it. We've had every good lawyer that we could look at it, to Mike Feldman, to see if we can find any way that they've got a legal right. They haven't. Most of them met in a hotel room here. They're not even residents of Mississippi. But notwithstanding that, we can't give you a vote, but we'll make you representatives of these people in Mississippi who didn't vote, and we'll give you privileges and badges, and you sit there on the floor, and we're not going to have a vote anyway, period. So
that's right.
Let's
academic.
That's academic.
Sure.
Now you put that over, Walter.
Well, I'm going to work like hell to do it, and I think it can't be done.
We're looking at what's happening here, and this fella King, they're framing up to raise hell, and it's going to hurt them. It won't hurt me. I'll go back to Johnson City. But when they go to deal in Goldwater, they'll be sorry they did this.
That's right. I can't vouch for King, and I happen to disagree with what Joe Rao's done this whole thing, and he knows that's the beginning. But I think Joe Rao will come through. I don't know what King will do.
Well.
But this is a fair proposition. This is more than they're legally entitled to.
It is, and Mississippi may walk out. But if they do, and Alabama, we're going to lose them anyway.
Yeah.
But we'll have a just right say you wouldn't support the nominee, and so we won't have anything to do with it.
Yeah, well, I'll be working. Now, on the apportionment thing, who's our problem at the convention?
Joe Clark, and Paul Douglas.
Joe Clark.
Now, all we want to do is this. We got people like Carl Albert that are very valuable to us. Like the other day, I told you, the most valuable man, our liberals couldn't pass poverty. We had to have Landrum. Now, Carl Albert is the only man that we can have running that platform. I can't have John Stennis from Mississippi, or I can't have Joe Clark from Pennsylvania. I've got to get a man that can work with both of them. But I don't want that convention to have this little boy, Carl Albert, bring out a plank saying to every small state in the union, where he's majority leader,
right,
that you have got to give up. Now, let's let the Congress say that. Now, the House has already acted. Let's let the Senate kill the hell out of that bill. And they can filibuster it by just two of them getting up and talking, and this crowd won't stay there over 2 weeks. And that's the easy way to do it. And let's don't lose an election messing around with it in the convention.
I couldn't agree with
well,
you.
Just,
I'll go to work on that right away.
All right, I'll get back to you on Tuesday. On the Tuesday, what time? I'll get you somebody called you, Jack Blaney, somebody. And in the meantime, you get to work on this other.
I'll do that.
All right.
Any time on Tuesday you're convenient.
And you tell him you got to do this for Hubert, too. You want to make him look good.
Well, I agree completely. You know how I feel. Look,
okay.
This doesn't make sense. We don't want any fights there. We want a big mobilization of our forces.
Well, you won't be, you'll be proud of what you do. If you'll do that, I'll guarantee you'll be proud of it.
Very good.
Bye.
Bye.